What's going on, everybody? My name is Sean Anderson. Today I got your boy Noez. Hold on, how you say it? Noez. Yes, my bad. Damn, I'm fucking up. But without further ado, this is Higher Frequencies.
Yeah, man.
Syndicating out, we all straight into cash getting. My name is Shawn Michael Anderson, just to be specific. I wasn't out here talking about it, man, I really lived it. Skinny as fuck, but never took an ass whipping. My passion for the game made bitches think that Shawn was lame. That's why I'm amnesia to Notra, like spaghetti stains. If you ain't got sickle cell, you can't feel my pain.
Higher frequencies, man. What you think about that intro, bro?
Intro's dope, bro. I think it's real dope. It's real dope, bro. You've been rapping for a while, and to hear this shit right now, bro, you came a long way.
I really appreciate that, bro. I mean, honestly, I really don't consider myself like a rapper, but it's just like I know it's something I can do. You feel me?
Yeah, man. I already know. You've been, you know, I know you more than anybody, probably. You know what I'm saying? I've been knowing you since we were kids.
Yeah,
bro,
facts. Big
before
facts.
You was rapping, you know what I'm saying? And I remember you first started, and like, bro, you just got so much better, bro.
I appreciate that, bro. I really appreciate that, bro. Well, without further ado, this is Higher Frequencies. I am your host, Shawn Mike, a.k.a. Shawn Anderson, or vice versa. This is your boy, Noez Newton.
Yes, sir. A.k.a. Infinity and Beyond.
For sure. And the name, and shout out the music group, too, bro.
Yeah, 130 Rich Soul, man. I always got to say that, 130 Rich Soul. Y'all make sure y'all follow Rich Soul at Rich Soul.
Put that over there if you don't mind. For sure. Yeah, put it over there if you don't mind. And for those that's not like watching the visual right now, you gotta tune into the visual. Higher Frequencies Media is my YouTube channel. My personal one is Shawn Anderson, and my Instagram is Shawn Mike Anderson. I'll put all the information in the description below. But man, hey, I really appreciate you joining me. We trying to get things set up. And we just wasn't prepared, man. This is what happens when you're an entrepreneur and you're at the outset of everything. You kind of have to, do everything yourself, man, right?
Facts.
as he's over here.
That's the beauty.
Damn.
That's the beauty of it, man.
It is.
Man, come on.
Take it off the, we're having some technical difficulties over here right now, man. Hey, so you know where I get that bird shirt from?
Where? That sound like the Dipset.
Right. Yeah, it do. No, but I got the bird sound because the logo, bro.
Oh yeah.
And I want to let everybody know, my homeboy Kedrick Noez, basically he did the logo. Right here, man. Yes, I really appreciate that.
No problem, brother. And y'all make sure y'all follow my page where I do all my arts, because I'm an artist. I'm an entrepreneur / entrepreneur.
For sure.
I promote myself as such. Y'all follow it. Shot Gods. SHOCKGODS. Shot Gods.
Big facts. So, man, I really don't know where to begin. Let's give the audience like a little history between you and I so they can understand.
Yeah,
like,
so
you
they
know,
can understand the dynamic right. of where we came from, bro.
Exactly.
Okay, so me and Shawn Anderson, both birth of Nashville, right? We both come from the same cloth. We met in Atlanta, I think, eighth grade year? So we were kids. Eighth grade year. And when we linked, we found out we was from the same place, man. And we just hit it off, like, super strong, man. And actually, I'm the reason me and my boy Mel Max, a.k.a. Jamil.
Shout out to Jamil, man.
Shout out to my boy, man. We the reasons why you even came into rapping. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we came a long way with that, man. And you came, bro, like, when I say this, man, bar game. It's crazy, like versus what it used to be, bro.
Big
facts.
So,
bruh.
Yeah, bruh.
You feel me? Bruh.
But yeah, facts though, man. So he came a long way, man. To make a long story short, he stayed consistent. He stayed down. He ended up moving away. And I remember he moved away, man. Me and Jamil was like pissed off because we just lost like the third Musketeer.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So we lost the third Musketeer, but me and Jamil kept it going in Atlanta.
Yeah, for sure.
And then my boy Jamil left me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, so y'all left me solo, man. But, you know, we everybody went their own separate ways, did their own thing. We stayed in touch since then, bro. And it's been history ever since.
Yeah, it's always been love, man. Like when I relocated back to Nashville, you know, we all still kept in touch. And
yeah,
I think that passion for music that that I had. I got more in tune with it when I got away from Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? Especially mm-hmm. like, you know, Atlanta music is so inundated with artists and creators and things like that. To come back home where really it's kind of like this is like an untouched market here, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like, man, I just got to stick with it. But, I mean, now it's like a plethora of different artists in Nashville that are on the rise, like entrepreneurs, hip-hop artists and things like that. What do you think about the scene or the culture or the vibe here as far as, like, creativity?
I think it's dope, man. I think it's just super undersaturated.
Right.
I don't think people, you know, and this is just me speaking from a person that came from the Atlanta culture and being heavily involved and influenced by the Atlanta culture and coming to Nashville and seeing what they had to offer. It was nothing what I thought it was. It was still more than what I thought because right. I didn't expect for it to have anything, right? I was thinking
So what'd you think when you first moved here? What'd you think?
Well, the first time I went out here, I went to Broadway and I was highly upset. So, but I don't think that's a spot where you go and hang out. Right. The locals don't go there. That's like a tourist spot. But you got to understand, like, all I heard was country music. And I'm like, the vibe was off. So we end up getting our first show here in Nashville. We opened up for Jacquees.
Nice.
And when we opened up for Jacquees, I seen a whole nother world. Right. So I'm like, okay, so it is out here because I see all of these people. It came for the show.
Right.
I met a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? I met DJs. I met a couple local artists who's doing well for themselves. Shout out to Lil Bree. Shout out to 615 Exclusive. Rest in peace, DJ Malik. These are people that I met. These are the first people I met when I moved here. Mm. So when I moved here, I did these shows with these local artists. I thought that was dope. I thought the vibe was dope. But, of course, after that show, I seen how people wasn't uniting and they wasn't coming together and doing stuff together. Mm. You know, like how it was in Atlanta. Because in Atlanta, we're all about that. We're all about unity. We're all about coming together. We'll put the egos aside for a minute, come together, and let's do this thing, right?
Right, but, right.
You know, it wasn't like that when I got here. And we kind of learned the hard way. It wasn't an overnight study of it, but we realized that over time.
What do you think it'll take for Nashville for more, especially like black entrepreneurs to kind of like unite?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's going to take a lot for us to just come to grips with the fact that we are all we got. And once we come to that realization that we are all we got, we have to use each other's energy. We have to use each other's resources. We have to come together, collab on everything, right? Because, right? You know, we're a force when we're together. We're power. So we got to understand that we got to come together and change the scene. As soon as we change the landfill and the scope of things, I think that's all it takes. It takes for one group of guys to come together and really change the face of the city and the urban culture here and be successful with it. So it can inspire the next group or the next person to do the same thing. And then eventually everything should mold together and it should make sense.
Yeah, big facts, big facts. Yeah. Do you feel like that's the reason why a lot of people be like, man, I got to relocate somewhere else? Especially like, you know, for our culture, is that the main reason why?
I think that's the main reason why people want to leave the city is because they almost don't see no opportunity for themselves. You know what I'm saying? The only great thing, I mean, don't get me wrong, the real estate market here is amazing. But as far as for the artists that really want to be artists, the urban artists, outside of country music and rock, they don't feel like this is where they could take off. Not in this battlefield. I don't think.
And I guess like for me, it's surprising too because like Music Row was full of people that could possibly help.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't they interested? Why isn't Music Row interested in helping out urban things?
That's a good question, man. I think eventually they won't have a choice because hip hop is the number one genre in the world. And with that being said, they're going to have to act as such, right? They're going to have to act like hip-hop is the number one genre in the world. So what we got to do is embrace these artists. So I think that time will come, and I think it will come sooner than we think. But until then, right, until it happens, people are going to have that same mentality that I cannot break here. I cannot burst here. I cannot gain a solid fan base. I cannot prosper here musically for my career. So until that happens, man, until they start embracing these urban artists, I think they're going to want to leave.
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, yeah. I feel like in order for us to kind of like change the narrative as far as like black creativity or any person of color creativity, we definitely do have to unite. And then we also have to play the waiting game too. And we also need to understand more about capital and having mm-hmm. having our businesses in line and things yeah. like that mm-hmm. Before anybody can take us seriously. Because I personally, I feel like if your business is organized and you can prove that it can make money, then that's when other investors will be interested in your ideas, you know what I'm yep. saying, or like your creativity, especially if your creativity is A1 and is on point. Yep. Like with me, I feel like I'm a dilettante with photography and videos. Like, I'm just now getting into it, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? But I know it's up to me because I'm the CEO of Higher Frequencies. Right. I've birthed this idea, then it's up to me to, you know, see fluidity within everything, you know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
But like, anyway, let's get on another subject, man. It's honestly like really just good to have you on the podcast, bro.
Yeah, man,
because we've been talking about this for a little minute now.
For a while,
yeah,
man.
For a little minute
since
now.
Since I made the logo, since before right. the logo.
For sure,
you
for
know
sure.
What I'm saying? So I'm just proud to be here, brother, because like, you know, I support you in everything you do.
Likewise.
120%.
Yeah,
you know
likewise. Likewise.
And I told you that from the jump. Soon, I remember the first time you mentioned it. I'm like, bro, I think that's genius. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I thought so highly of it. I was thinking about starting my own personal podcast. Like, that's how influenced I was when
I
you
like,
mentioned yours.
Look, I feel like that's like the new wave now, you know what I'm saying, podcasts.
Yeah.
I've been doing like a lot of due diligence. I've been staying up late nights just really trying to understand more about podcasting and how I can even make money and how can I make this like a sustainable career, you know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, I'm at the outset of everything, so I'm not like expecting to have like immediate success.
Right.
You know, and you understand that too from being a rap entrepreneur.
Right.
Tell me a little bit more about your endeavors as far as like hip hop and things like that. What are you hoping to accomplish within music?
Well, to be honest with you, man, music is my life. It's always been my life since I was a kid. It was like one of the only voices that spoke to me in a sense, because I grew up without a father. So I've always looked to hip hop influencers for answers or for guidance in a way. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
And a lot of people that spoke to me are rappers like Tupac, rappers like Nas, rappers like J. Cole. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot from these artists, and I admire them on a certain level because of a certain reason, right?
Right.
But so what I'm looking to get out of this thing, though, man, I'm really just trying to shake the world, man. Me and my brother's been doing this for a long time. We're trying to shake the world.
Shout out to Rich Soul.
Shout out to Rich Soul, man. Shout out to my brother Lamar Cash. My brother Astro Jetson.
Astro.
We're gonna have him on the show real soon.
Soon, soon.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
But definitely, man, I think that we I'm a heavy thinker. But yeah, that's the page right there.
Yeah,
fault.
For sure. I'm gonna put a like a screenshot when I do the production.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
for
okay.
sure. But go ahead though, I'm listening.
But yeah, man, but so at the end of the day, ultimately, we just wanna be successful, and we want to be remembered as those brothers that stayed down,
yeah.
stayed committed, and stayed
Absolutely.
Together. You don't have a lot of family businesses out here that's prospering together, especially black businesses, you know what I'm saying? So, even outside of music with me and my brothers, we do the same thing. And shout out to my mom. She's our mominger, and she does a phenomenal job with what she does, right? So outside of music, we even have other businesses that we do outside of music, right? So we literally take on everything together as a family. And I think that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
And I think people undermine that alone. I don't know why, but this is something that we value and we will continue to value until the day we die, man. That's just
yeah,
how it is.
That's real. That's real.
Yeah.
So how long have you guys been doing music?
Technically, if we want to be technical, since we were about 9 and 10, Astro was like 8. So I was like 11, Cash was like 12. So yeah, like around there, we was young, bro. We was real young doing music. And we ain't stopped ever since, man. I remember we used to write raps. talking about all types of crazy stuff at that young, right?
Right.
Too young to talk about half of the stuff we was talking about, but we was just trying to sound cool. You know what I'm saying? You know how it go, man, mm-hmm. when you're a kid. But we had our moments, man, where we fought amongst each other. We brothers. That's what brothers do. We had our moments where we all wanted to go our separate ways as far as, like, being music, making music with our friends. As you know, I went my separate way with my friends, and I did Soldier Infantry with my boy Jamil.
Yeah.
and Cesare and you. You know what I'm saying?
man, then, shout out to the Soldier Infantry. Soldier Infantry, man. That's so crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy, man. And then my little brother did. My little brother had a group called Thundercats as Astro with his friend Jamal.
I really feel like that deserves a.
Thundercats, man. Astro had the Thundercats.
Yeah.
My big bro had Swift Bliff with JT Certified, Justin Flowers, you know what I'm saying? The Gang Gang, you know what I'm saying? So everybody, and then we end up eventually coming in together after these groups, and we did Self-Made Boys. And then we was the Self-Made Boys.
Yeah, I remember Self-Made.
With two other guys, with Kwale and my boy Steve. Shout out to both of them. Steve is a barber now, one of the best barbers in Atlanta, so y'all make sure y'all go check him out at A1 Cuts on the north side. Y'all make sure y'all do that. My boy Kwale, he a father. Yeah, I mean, he a hardworking man, man. So from Self-Made, then we turn into just us three, right? So that's just pretty much like the evolution of Rich Soul, bro. So it's a beautiful thing, man.
For sure. I'm going to take this time out to pause, and, you know, this is going to be a little message from our sponsor. But please don't go nowhere. This is Higher Frequencies. And we're back with live with Higher Frequencies. And today, again, I got Noelle's new in. Well, I feel like I be saying it wrong, bro. Noelle's.
They just automatically.
Noelle's.
Like, this Christmas time. You know what I'm saying? Right. Although my birthday is Christmas Eve, but no, it's Noelle's. N-O-E-Z, Noelle's.
Big facts. Well, welcome back to Higher Frequencies. This is the Noelle's Newton episode. And, man, I really can't wait till we get your brothers on here, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
man.
As a syndicate, you feel
that's
me?
That's happening next Tuesday.
For sure.
So, I'm going live then, too, y'all. So, y'all make sure y'all tune in when the bros here, too.
And we need to put, like, a little campaign, like, some promo. We going live at this time on Instagram. Like, let's do a little campaign for it. Let's do it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's go for it. Yeah, for sure.
I did like a little 30-minute segment before, like 30 minutes prior, but that was too short of a
like promise. we could be game planning that tomorrow and then be promoting it. Like, promoting it. So we can get max, especially
get
like when we combine our audience. But anyway, getting back to the topic of what was we talking about? Like music and
entrepreneurship. We're
right, Rich Soul, all that.
Where we came from and how we started.
All that, but I kind of wanted to get a little bit more deep because, like, you know, I've been watching your Instagram and, you know, you're very spiritual.
Yeah.
As you was just mentioning on your live earlier, too, like, you're very pro-black, but that doesn't mean you're anti-white.
Exactly.
Let's touch on that subject, too, because I feel like it's becoming more prevalent now, especially, like, with the internet being as pervasive as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it important that us as black people, and that we understand, like, where we come from?
It's important, man, because if you don't understand where you come from, then you will be lost your whole life. So in order to stray away from the darkness, you got to find out who you are. And that's just really getting in contact with your ancestors. And really, I hate to say it, Christian folk, but you got to throw religion in the trash. You got to run as far away from it as you can, because it is not conducive to us. It does not belong to us. It's not ours, right? If you want to take it back to the Kemetic days in Egypt and Africa, we got to understand that we did not believe in a religion. We were just spiritual beings. We believed in nature. The word God was a word created by the white man.
And what's that word again?
Nature. N-T-R. So if you go back, you can either put words in between N-T-R to make your own logic sense of it. If you want to go add the words A and U to it, then you have nature. So this is the big part of the reason why nature is a big part or important reason to our diet, right? A lot of people are like anti-vegan because they don't believe that they can get all of their protein, or they don't believe they can live fully if they're vegans. But that is a myth. That is a misconception. That is false. Actually, you get more protein from plants. We had this conversation earlier, by the way, but you got to understand that we, amino acids is what makes proteins, right? When you eat meat, those proteins in that meat is dead. It is not live. You got to eat live food. That's what our body needs to feed it on a cellular level. You got to understand that it's protein in the plants that the animals eat. That's the reason why these animals have protein. But you got to understand, as soon as these animals are cooked and injected with all types of steroids, all types of mucus, that protein dies immediately. So this is what the people don't know, and this is what they won't tell you. This is what your school teachers won't tell you when you're taking your health course. They're going to tell you to drink milk because it's good for your bones, and that's bullshit. It's not good for your bones. Milk does not benefit the body in no type of way. There's no nutrients in milk. So that's a big misconception that we've been taught. And it's so sad because this is what they advertise in all of schools across the globe. They have this, I got milk with the milk mustache. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's good for your bones. That's bullshit. We got to stop. We got to stop eating the milk. Not eating. We got to stop drinking milk, family. We got to.
And speaking of which, man, I just switched my diet over to I actually only drink almond milk now. Is that a bad thing that I did that?
That is plant-based milk. There's no dairy in it because the milk is not from a cow. The milk is from almond. So almond and coconut milk are the only milks you should be drinking. Just because they strictly come from coconuts and almonds. It does not come from cow. So there's no dairy or lactose in it.
Man, my guy, he over here is talking like he a doctor, like a nutritionist, man. Y'all give it up for my guy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's talking like a true champ, you feel me?
Yeah, man.
But anyway, let's get back more on the subject of, like, as far as, like, your spiritual beliefs, because it's really an interesting topic.
Yeah, man. So people, it's funny because people would assume that, I don't like to use the word atheist because atheist is ridiculous. It's just a misconception, or the conceptual version of what we're taught to believe in as a God is just not how I perceive it. So I think the concept of what we were taught about God is not actually what is to be.
Would you consider yourself like an agnostic?
No, I probably consider myself a pro-African. Hmm. So with that being said, me being a pan-African, I just strongly believe in my roots and my ancestors and astrology and what they believed in, and how it connected with the universe. And I think that's just what it all boils down to. This is how we're going to find our answers. We have to come in contact with the cosmos, and we got to speak to the universe in order to get answers. And that's a big part of the reason that people don't understand that we were only taught to pray, but we were not taught to meditate. So how can we pray and transmit energy or signs or words into the universe and not wait for a reception, right? We got to have a reception. So when we meditate, this is how we receive what we prayed upon when we have our prayers. So, but they don't teach you the second half, which is the most important half of prayer, right? So meditation and prayer play hand in hand. Prayer, you transmit the energy. Meditation, you receive the energy. So, That's important, man. And that, of course, that's not taught nowhere. So, yeah, man, we just got to wake up, man, and become conscious and become one with ourselves. We got to understand that the higher power is within us, right?
We are the gods.
And this is what they try to keep from us. They don't want us to know that we're the gods, and they don't want us to know how much power we truly manifest. So with that being said, make sure you're eating the right foods and don't drink no fluoride, meaning don't drink no water. I'm not saying don't drink water, but don't drink the water that's in the faucet, right, with fluoride in it, because that blocks your pineal gland for you to even want to be conscious or want to be woke or even want to have these conversations to talk about it, right? Because some people are so toxic that they don't even want to have the conversation. They don't even want to have the dialogue. They don't want to know the truth. And a big part of the reason why is because they've been vaccinated or because their pineal gland is extremely blocked.
Like, very calcified, right?
Calcified, right. So what happens with the fluoride, it interrupts and interferes with the endocrine system. And the endocrine system literally controls your pineal gland. So once that's interrupted, then your pineal gland is interrupted. And we got to understand that our melanin literally lives in our pineal gland. So that's why it's so important to be clean, toxic free. Stay away from toxic water. Stay away from toxic people. We got to understand that the diet plays in three ways. Not only through the stomach and food, but it also plays with friends and energy that's around us. Right. We got to understand that's just as important. The third thing, we have to get our energy from the sun. That is the only way we get our vitamins. We get all of our vitamins from the sun. But most of us black folks don't want to be in the sun because it's too hot. We complain about stupid stuff, but you got to understand this is the reason why 90% of America is vitamin D deficient is because we're not getting enough, we're not being exposed to the sun enough. So this is just something that we got to come to a realization and realize that the sun is what we need. The sun brings us life. So I think as soon as our family wakes up and realize that, because without the sun, this is how we become depressed. We gain anxiety. We even have suicidal thoughts, and this is the reason why a lot of people kill themselves. It's because they're not taking their vitamins. This is what vitamin D deficient causes. Without having that vitamin D, this is just what happens. So that's why it's so important to know what you live in, know the world that you're living in, know the plants that you're eating, the plants that you're walking on, know the animals, because we are a part of the animal kingdom. You know, a lot of people don't want to believe it, but it's true. We are a part of the animal kingdom. So until we realize that, family, we will forever be asleep.
Well spoken again, man. Let's just give him a round of applause, man. That's just well spoken, you feel me?
Yeah, man. I appreciate that, brother.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, it's good. It's always good to be aware. I mean, you actually put me on some things I didn't know, and I've done, like, you know, I've done some due diligence on it, and as far as, like, comedic energy and Pan-Africanism, just hearing you speak, it's inspiring, because I know I need to do a little bit more homework as to where we come from.
And it's funny, man, because I was just talking to my buddy the other day. I was like, the more I learn, the more I realize I don't know nothing.
Right.
It's crazy.
You can never stop learning, though. I mean, I feel like that is higher frequency. That's what I feel like I abide by. I try to do a lot of learning, but I do need to do a little bit more cultural background too. You know, I need to do a cultural background check too, man.
It's almost impossible to do a cultural background check.
It is.
Only because when we were enslaved 400 plus years ago, they purposely threw away all of our history. So we wouldn't know who we were.
It's been eradicated.
It's been eradicated, and we've been indoctrinated. And they don't want us to know where we came from. And it was purposely and designed to a way to where we would never know. No matter how deep you want to dig, we would never know who my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather is. I don't even know what tribe he's from. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, Big facts.
You know, but the one good thing about this is that our ancestor spirits is literally within us. We got to understand that energy is a cycle. It's a cycle. So all of your ancestors' energy is literally within you. It's up to you to come in contact with that energy. And the only way you're going to come into contact is when you erect into consciousness. So that's why it's so important to know who you are, know where you come from. Because as soon as you ask these questions, then that spirit within you is going to arise and is going to answer your questions. So that's why it's so important to be in tune with one.
Right.
It says that on the pyramids, on Pyramid Khufu in Egypt. Know thyself. This is what they literally, our ancestors believed in. You have to know yourself. And you will have access to the power that you did not know that you could have, or that you didn't even know it was accessible. So it's highly important, man. I don't even know. It's funny because I talked to my uncle AJ. He's in his late 60s.
Okay.
But he keeps a family tree on the ancestry.com. And it's funny because he's coming closer and closer. Like, now we're in the 1800s of my family. So I think it's interesting to see where we're coming from, man, and where we're getting our slave names from. And we got to understand that our last names are our slave names.
Yeah, exactly.
These were the names of our slave masters.
Right.
So they could literally, these were just like how you would put a receipt or a ticket on a product in a store.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they did to us. They attached their last names to us.
I mean, it pretty much goes back to the history of legalese in America. You know what I'm saying? They own everything. And I feel like that's even what the social security numbers are. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we're just a product.
Right.
We're units. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's our unit number. It's our social security number. It's our unit number.
Right.
So we got to understand that, man. And a lot of people don't know, man. That's why it's crazy, because as soon as we're brought into this world, we have an enemy. Before we were able to learn to walk or talk, we have it. Have an enemy. As soon as we come out the womb, we're already being attacked by the white person, because they want to inject the vaccination shots in the kids. without consent from the parents. That's why it's so important. Stay close to your babies when you're having birth and you're giving birth to your kids. I think this is one of the most passionate things I'm so passionate about, because these are kids. These are our babies. These are our future. You know, we want to protect them at all costs.
Right.
We want to put our life on the line for our babies. So we got to understand that when we are in the hospital and our babies are conceived, we have to be in our baby's presence 24/7. Although, even when they come and ask you for your consent to inject our babies with this poison, you have to know, you have to say no. You have to be aggressive. You have to talk like you know what you're talking about. Yeah, I don't want my baby to get no vaccination shot. And a lot of people really want to get their babies vaccinated is because of the school system. So we want to get our babies in a school system, and this same school system miseducates us, it indoctrinates us. But this is the same school system that requires you to have vaccination shots. Although, when you lack knowledge, you do not know that you can be exempt from vaccination shots and go to a public school at the same time. And this is what a lot of people don't know. So what I'm going to do is, man, I literally got a couple of exempt forms, vaccination exempt forms. I'm going to start sending out and sharing to the family, man, so they can use this. So when they want to get their kids enrolled into school, they can strictly go to paperwork. You got to understand, paperwork is power. As soon as you pull out paperwork and start talking paperwork to anybody, they're going to want to resist, right? So it's important that we know our history. It's important that we know our knowledge. Because as soon as we hit them with paperwork, it's a form of terror to them. It's a terror. They don't want no problems. They're going to go and abide by what they should as soon as you hit them with paperwork. So that's very important, family. So I will be sharing exempt forms on my page. It's going to be on my Facebook page. I'm going to put it on my YouTube channel.
Yeah,
I'll share some links and all of that good stuff.
And I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna tag you on. I'm gonna tag every social that you have into the description in the bio and on my YouTube channel and obviously in this video. But yeah, I mean, you definitely spitting knowledge that I want to do some due diligence so it can all resonate with me as well. You know what I'm saying? Right. I really appreciate that piece. Like, honestly, and that's why I feel like, you know, you are high frequencies. You do exemplify what my brand stands for, because. Mm-hmm. I want every individual, or I want every soul that comes onto my podcast to speak how they feel and talk about what is right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because everybody's not gonna, your truth may not be somebody else's truth, but at the same time, I still want to disseminate whatever it is that you believe to my audience, because I want people to vibrate on a higher frequency. That's pretty much it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Through their lifestyle, through their journey, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And for me, like, I can honestly say, like, yeah, I have done, I've done some research as far as, like, I may not have excavated myself into it too much the way you have, but I'm still trying to figure out, like, you know, where do we actually come from? How am I supposed to eat? You know what I'm saying? Because I do have to be honest, like, I was going to a Christian ministry, mm-hmm. and this isn't to call any names out or dog anybody out or anything, right. but I felt out of place, and it was predominantly white. You know what I'm saying? I have to be honest. It was predominantly white, but you know how it is. Like, when it's kind of like you're the only black person within that community, pretty much, and they like, I haven't proven myself that I'm down with white people. You know what I'm saying? You know that feeling? You know what I mean? And I think
it's almost like your body or soul is asking for acceptance by the white man.
Yeah, or it's just like the stare downs that they give you. You know what I'm saying? Like, prove yourself,
right.
boy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Prove yourself.
Right.
But I kind of felt like I kind of got ostracized out that situation, and I don't know if it was like the universe or what was talking to me, but I don't know. Some of it just didn't feel right. I got to be honest. Like, it just didn't feel right. So that's when I began to really sit back and do some research. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, I don't feel a part of anything, especially like when I'm turning to the Christian community for answers. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. I'm turning to y'all for answers because I'm thinking that I'm really trying to fix my life. I'm really trying to just give God or this, you know, this Jesus my mm-hmm. problems, and but your people treat me. Look how your people treat me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So then this is the question that I always ask my brothers and sisters. I asked them, so you mean to tell me this same Jesus that we were brought from Africa, literally the name of that boat was called the Boat of Jesus, where we was stolen and stripped and kidnapped from our country and brought here to colonize this country, was called the Boat of Jesus. 400 plus years, we were castrated, we were beaten, we were raped, our mothers, our brothers, our sisters, our daughters, in front of each other, bodies tied up to horses, horses running the opposite way with pregnant women. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, for 400 plus years, we were praying to a God, the same Jesus that they introduced us to. We didn't know of a Jesus until we got to this country. As a matter of fact, for 200 years, we wasn't able to read nor write. They cut our hair off. We were bald headed and they stripped us from our culture. They took the clothes off of our backs and gave us their clothes. Right. So 200 years of no reading, no writing, but out of nowhere, you all of a sudden want to come to me with a book called the Bible and tell me that I'm able to read this book. So why am I able to read this book, but I'm not able to read anything else? Right? That's the question that you have to ask yourself. As soon as you read that book and you realize that, wow, this book employs and erects the thought of slavery. It employs that in the book itself. It says slavery is okay. And I think that's a big part of the thing that was trying to get presented to us or doctrinated to us at that particular time when we were in slavery.
Because this was one of my beliefs as well. Do you feel like Christianity was bestowed upon us to keep us enslaved?
Because that's exactly what I think. That's what I know. When you look at the fact that in 325 AD, the Council of Nicaea, which is the Roman Catholic bishops, literally created their own deity by the name of Jesus. They created this Jesus. They created the name. Of course, and this is the reason why the boat was the name of Jesus. They created the name of Jesus, and they chose to doctrinate it amongst the people so they could gain political control, so they can and gain spiritual control. So it literally kept us from being self-governed, right? Because we know that we were 100% self-governed before we were bought from our country.
Exactly.
So that's what the Bible was inflicted for. But it's funny because you have to decode the Bible, because a lot of the stories are stories of Africa, stories of Kemet. They run concurrent with each other, but they reword them. They add characters because no character in the Bible ever existed. Not one. There's no history of no historical proof or evidence that any of these characters in the Bible ever walked or stepped foot on this soil. Not once, not one of them. So when you think about it that way, I'm talking about from John, I'm talking about from Jesus, I'm talking about from Abraham, I'm talking about everybody in the Bible, right? So you got the Abrahamic beliefs created three of its own religions, and that's Judaism, Christianity, and Muslim. So we got to understand. Islamic. So these three religions were created from the Abrahamic laws. So you got to understand that. And even King James is a Freemason. Who knew that?
I definitely didn't know.
King James was a Freemason. Matter of fact, he was the King of Scotland. The Prince of Scotland and the King of Scotland literally wrote the Bible together. And they were all Freemasons. No, I'm sorry. He was the King of the Freemasonry. And King James was the King of Scotland. And they came together and wrote the Bible together. And we got to understand that even Shakespeare had his hands in the book of the Bible. He wrote a couple of passages in the book as well, because he was one of the greatest writers at that time.
Right.
So he was able to come in the book and tell the story how he wanted to tell it. But that's how much of a myth. The book is based off mythology and allegory. So we got to understand that, family. That's it. Just myth and allegory.
I feel like I still do read the Bible for the allegory, you know what I'm saying?
And, yeah, because it's still wisdom in the book.
Right, and
it's
wisdom, still wisdom exactly, in the book. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Especially like the book of Proverbs, that really resonates with me. And I do try to abide by some of that literature in there, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Because it's just, it's wisdom, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's wisdom. But when you, so like when you began to kind of like divorce yourself from Christianity, did you feel like you had a little bit of a hard time doing so, since that was all that was instilled into you?
Yeah, because it's funny, because actually I was introduced to, I'm not going to say other beliefs, but I had my own questions. I think any person that actually reads the Bible front to back are going to have questions about the book and about the contradictory of it. And most people that do read the Bible front to back end up leaving a religion, or they switch religions, or they become an atheist, or they don't become anything, because the book is that ridiculous when you read it front to back. A lot of people don't take the time out to read the book simply because they don't want to, or they don't care enough to. They just want to go strictly based off what their parents taught them. My mama said it was okay, and I know I'm going to believe my mama because my mama wouldn't lie to me. But guess what? Your mama was lied to, right? And because your mama was lied to, you're going to get lied to. And it's going to be a cycle throughout generation to generation.
Right.
And that's what's been happening since slavery. And, you know, we are the most powerful beings when we come together. That's the reason why we are. And we're not only the most powerful, but we're the most spiritual beings, because we have the direct source to our natural creator.
That's one thing I do want to say is I do believe that melanin is very powerful, bro.
Melanin is very powerful. Melanin is
very much so.
Melanin is the same matter that when they say the world started from darkness, that darkness they were talking about was melanin. And I think people don't understand that darkness is not a color, it's a frequency. Hmm. And once people understand that darkness is a frequency and black is a frequency, then their whole outlook or perception of life will change. But you got to understand that these are secrets that the white man knows. And this is the reason why the white supremacy literally wants to control the narrative 24/7. They want to have complete control. They don't want you to gain access to who you really are. That's the reason why they go along and about acting the way they act towards us and treat us the way they treat us and kill us the way they kill us, because they want us to become extinct. It's all about survival of the DNA. That's what it's all about. That's what it comes down to. The white man wants to prolong their life and be here longer and be here forever than us.
It's just crazy. That's what it all boils down to. It's crazy because with you saying that, they're a derivative of us. You know what I'm saying? Like when I was doing the studies in African anthropology,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Diop, mm-hmm. you know what I'm talking about, Sheikh Diop. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he was, and like, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying like, oh, he's right or anything, but I mean, I feel like, you know, when he had some type of court case to like kind of prove himself. So I feel like they knew he was on to something, you know what I'm saying? So when it goes to the judiciary system,
yeah.
I feel like, you know,
yeah, when it's in the court system, man, and they slamming that gravel,
yeah, exactly.
100%
so,
paperwork based off strictly evidence.
Right. So basically, getting back to the story, he once he was summoned to court, he was basically saying like, white people, the white race, are a derivative of us. They come from us, bro.
They come from us.
Right. Like we are the birth.
We are the originators.
Right.
The birthplace for humanity was in Africa.
I mean, especially like when you speak scientifically. Which I know a lot of Christians don't
believe in evolution,
right? Or they don't speak from a scientific standpoint. Yeah. But it when you think about it, with the heat, we're able to withstand heat. So like in the beginning of Earth, or mm-hmm. at the creation of Earth, and don't get me wrong, I know my audience is gonna want to know how I classify. To be honest, like I classify as I'm still.
You're right. I'm still researching.
Right.
I'm still in the
exactly.
process of
so
knowing.
I'm not saying I'm a Christian. I'm not saying I'm not.
Right.
I'm just speaking on what Sean Anderson knows. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But scientifically speaking, I can't see how any other race outside of black were the first people here.
Right.
Honestly.
When you look at what the first thing we want to talk about is the sun. When we talk about the sun, astrologically speaking, the sun is considered to be a planet. So when we speak about the sun and we speak about melanin, when melanin literally stand stronger and hold its own weight as far as frequency goes against the sun, then you got to understand that the sun was designed for us, right? So if we want to talk about the beginning of time, and we know the sun has always been here, right? So if the sun has always been here, that means, guess what? We probably were the first ones here because the sun was designed for us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So when you look at, when you just make logic and make sense out of everything, out of all the information that's presented to you, you got to put two and two together, man, and just find your own logic. That's what it's all about. It's about being an independent thinker. A lot of people don't want to be independent thinkers.
Because they're scared of the thoughts of what other people are going to perceive them as.
Perceive them as, right, but you got to understand it's your truth. So if you find your own logic in it, if you think you're smart enough to come up with your own theory, then you go out into the world and you preach your theory, right? So this is profound, brother. Yeah,
profound.
Man. So this is the sole base of being an independent thinker. But like I just said, a lot of people don't want to be independent thinkers. They want to get bottle fed their whole lives. They want to be spoon fed. They want to suck on titties and drink milks their whole lives. They don't want to go out into the world and do research and do that. You know,
right.
And
I mean, it's just the lethargic mannerisms. You know what I'm saying? And we have to get out of that.
Yeah, man.
We got to get out of that. I mean, speaking as a whole, as humanity in general, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But man, brother, that was really deep. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
That little piece. That definitely makes for a good segment on this podcast.
My syndicate and I, we all straight into cash getting. My name is Shawn Michael Anderson, just to be specific. I wasn't out here talking about it, man. I really
and that was a brief little intermission of Higher Frequencies. We are back live and direct with your boy, No Ez Newton.
My brother.
Absolutely, brother. And like I said, man, I really appreciate you taking this back down. Bro, have you ever considered being like an African anthropologist?
Not really, man. I really just, can I tell you my biggest inspiration of really studying more or getting more involved?
Yeah, go ahead.
Was my daughter being brought into the world. I wanted to prepare myself mentally so I could mentally feed her and know what she's getting into. Because you know it's not easy raising a black child.
Right.
So I think that was my biggest inspiration. I think I was always digging, but I never dug this deep until I found out that my girl was pregnant. So as soon as I found out, I immediately went in. You know what I'm saying? So I crammed my head just full of knowledge.
Yeah, knowledge is power.
Yeah, knowledge is power. Well, knowledge is necessary. When you activate it, that's when it becomes power.
Absolutely, especially.
A lot of people don't know. They think it's because you got the knowledge that you got the power, but you got the power as soon as you utilize the knowledge that you do have. Because what good is it if you just sit on your knowledge? It can be a man in the corner over here with all the knowledge in the world, but if he just sit there and don't open his mouth, he ain't got no power.
Right.
It's until he opens his mouth and share it with everybody is when he utilizes and activates that power.
Absolutely, knowledge is power, like I was saying, and I really feel like the most dangerous weapon in the United States of America is the educated black man.
Yes. Yep. Tupac said the best.
Absolutely. That's where I got that from.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Tupac, but I mean, man, that definitely resonates with me. But let's switch. I just kind of want to switch gears a little bit and, get back on Rich Soul.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait till we all can sit down as a syndicate. But
yeah, man.
Since I got you here, I did kind of want to preview Rich Soul's single.
Yeah, man. So yeah, I'm gonna shout out this. Let me go ahead and introduce the song, man. This is the newest single by Rich Soul, the hottest song in the country. You know what I'm saying? Called Motion, produced by Max Payne Shawty, the hottest producer in the world. Y'all check this out.
For sure. Without further ado, this is Rich Soul Motion.
Look how long you took.
It took.
Got these bitches hooked.
They hooked.
All these niggas shook.
They shook.
Yeah, hold on, wait. Dripping from my socks.
Drippin'.
I got all the rocks. You making my shit hot. Hold on, wait. Look how long you took.
It took.
Got these bitches hooked.
They hooked.
All these niggas shook.
They shook.
Yeah, hold on,
yeah.
Dripping from my socks.
Drippin'.
I got all the rocks. You making my shit hot. Hold on, yeah. Meet me at the trap. Ain't no phones attached. Meet me in the back. Hold on, wait. I can't even
float.
Dripping like the ocean. Hop up in the boat.
Yeah,
hold on, wait. pull up on the nose. All my bitches getting money, all my niggas bosses. Hold up, wait.
And that was Motion by Rich Soul, man. So tell me, tell me a little bit more about the single. Like, what kind of, like, inspired that?
The inspiration of this particular song was just strictly with Rich Soul trying to make the most captivating club banger that we could possibly create. We created about 10 of them, to be honest with you, but this one made the final cut. We're probably going to put, like, three on an EP that we're about to drop called Infinity. So when we drop the EP, you guys be on the lookout for that. It's going to be probably the best piece of project that you've heard in a long time by anybody. I'm not just saying about Rizzo, but by any artist out there in the world. So, and I'm not trying to gas my own horn, but I'm just calling it how it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's supposed to be, though, brother. Confidence is key in this industry, in this world, in this life. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you ain't got no confidence, then I really feel like you just existing out
here. Right.
You know what I mean?
So, right.
Man, I really appreciate that little piece, man. You guys go check out Rich Soul.
Yeah, man.
Motion. And Motion. Like I said, we will have a podcast with everybody, with your brothers very soon. So, man, I really appreciate you just hopping on this podcast, man. I really feel like, you know, that my audience can kind of understand you a little bit more with the message that you conveyed today. And I really appreciate you just keeping it 100.
I appreciate you for having me, bro.
Yeah, for sure. It's always love, you know what I'm saying?
Always, brother.
Yeah,
Every single time, anytime you need me, you know I'm here for
Absolutely.
You, bro.
Absolutely. I really appreciate it. And without further ado, this was Higher Frequencies with Noez Newton.
Yes, sir.
I'm Sean Mike, and I'm out.
Signing out.